Live from all over the damn place, it's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yeah!
Low effort episode. We didn't even want to get out of our houses today.
I'm fine with that.
That's how this podcast
is. This is, I think, our lowest effort yet.
This probably is.
Nah, debatable.
We ain't leaving our houses.
Yeah, we're not playing games. Usually when we're on here, it's going to be a game episode.
Yep.
Larry, you're sticking your underwear. It's as low effort as it's going to get.
Uh-oh. Larry stopped. Wait. Oh, there he is. Okay. Thank God.
Where the heck is G2B? Oh, wait. Here we go. There we go. Okay, so...
You're in the corner now, huh?
What? You weren't recording? Start over?
Nope. No, we're fine. I'm just getting a game in the background here.
I cannot grab any of my games because right now I'm currently behind my big ass table, so I have to literally slide under my table and leave. So it's like,
and fulfilling our obligations for YouTube, behind me is playing Wizorb. It is a lovely, and I mean lovely, pong game. Mixed with an RPG. It's a Pong RPG, if you will. How cool is that?
That is cool.
It's actually a pretty genius game.
You know, I'm surprised that we're not really talking about E3 at all today.
I know. I was thinking, should we talk about E3? I got observations.
I get why. Everybody else is covering E3 to fucking death.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look at your... fucking Facebook thing last night, Brian. Jesus Christ, man!
I want to see.
Oh, hang on.
No, it's nothing you want to see.
Well, I mean, there is some practical stuff to talk about. So, if you don't already have like an Xbox One, I think, you know, if you already have one, you know, to watch whether or not your stuff actually comes over from the 360. I believe that was promised.
Some of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that stuff kind of intrigued me a little bit. Like, okay. Of course, it means they could have done it all along.
Well, they're busy, man.
There's 8 messages before Rob sent Brian noob.
And I just snapped. You're a noob. Yeah. And you're noob, and I'm calling him a noob.
Yeah, that says volumes right there.
Yeah. So what we took away was Microsoft totally sucked this year, and the Ouya ruled the roost. Oh, wait. No.
Wait a minute.
No.
I believe that's a system that failed.
Hey, they're still for sale. Somebody could buy them. I think you could buy them.
Shopgoodwill.com has them all the time.
Yep.
What? They have Ouyas all the time?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
All the time.
I think they're an official distributor.
All right, so Rob, what's our first topic tonight?
How not to do an Android game device. No, no, it is.
Whoa.
I know it hurts. Ooh, yeah. It hurts. Okay, we're going to talk about that game we never played. The game that we always meant to get around to playing and finishing, and we just never did.
That's let's see, that's over 150 of my Steam games. Yeah.
I got you beat there, son.
I know, you have like 400.
Well, I was thinking one specific game, not, you know, cause I've got, you know, like a Steam list full of regrets, but
so Steam doesn't count?
No, Steam definitely can count. I'm just thinking one particular game that you always meant to get to.
Oh, I know one.
All right.
Shovel Knight for me.
That game's great, by the way.
I know, and I'm not beating it yet, and I always play it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the music is awesome, and the gameplay is awesome, too, but I just go, and stop playing it. I kickstarted the damn thing too.
it is a great game, and I don't want it to be taken as a criticism. What happens with me is that I get to a hard part, and then I just say, "Oh, screw this," for a while, and then I come back to it later. You know, I'm like, oh, I really want to get some Shovel Knight in. And then, you know, you do it again for a while, yeah. And you're in there a couple hours, and then you come to this next part that's a big pain in the ass, and you're like...
And it's just, like, so much platforming.
Yeah. God. And I play platformers a lot, so, you know, it's, like, more of the same for me, but it's actually really excellent, more of the same.
Yeah, the reason why I brought that up is because I'm looking at the symbol for Shovel Knight right now on my laptop. I'm like, oh, hey, here's a game I haven't played yet.
That Shovel Knight wallpaper you got. Free for your Kickstart, you know.
Mm. All right. I don't want to see your group video. This may need to update. This is going for you. This is a part device.
Oops,
you mean my cell phone, huh?
Is that Brian?
Yeah, who goes?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. There went the damn podcast.
You know, there's no love. There's really no love.
There's not love.
You just got to turn around for
You're going to love. You're going to feel some love.
Yeah, and you guys are going to feel some love. About, you guys are going to feel some love about all that Halo that was at
E3.
Oh, my God.
It's funny you should mention that because that's my game I always thought I'd get around to playing. And never play.
Halo,
I have not played a single Halo game to date.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, Larry, you're not missing much.
What? Okay, Larry, let me be your Halo.
Oh my God!
No. Let's hear Larry's reason for never getting around to playing Halo.
Yeah,
I don't really have reason other than that I just. Never really picked me. Everybody bit, and you know, around. But it's intriguing in that way. But I never got around. So I was thinking, though. My understanding is, if you get Master Chief, I believe it is. Doesn't that have all the games in it?
The
newest one.
Yes, the Master Chief Collection has all of the games that feature the Master Chief. So Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're still missing out on Reach and ODST
My thought was I would maybe pick that up and maybe just play through that and then good enough.
Larry, I didn't realize you had an Xbox One. That's awesome. I mean, how come we haven't played together, Larry? And
You know, my Xbox One mostly Netflix.
Netflix. Dad, your mic's muted.
Well, you actually sound like Microsoft's target audience at last E3. It's an
I do use it that way. You know,
system.
Yeah. It's your one-stop shop for video entertainment.
That's right.
I have used it for like the. You know, having like a baseball game or something like that and on the side screen and then playing a game, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that.
You know, I do love the snap functionality of it, too. And supposedly we're going to be having an update be pushed out within the next week or so where it's going to overhaul the entire Xbox One dashboard, probably in line for the Windows 10 release.
It's my firm belief that it's going to be overhauled to look exactly like an iPad.
I mean, I wouldn't complain about that. I mean, iOS is really a sleek design. And let's be honest, we all know that the tile system for Windows is pretty terrible. Fun fact, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys before, the designer at Microsoft that came up with the tile the whole tile setup was actually fired, let go from Apple because Johnny Ives did not, or it was either Johnny Ives or Steve Jobs that did not like his design for iOS.
So
Microsoft picked him up.
Yeah, this is how Ballmer got himself fired right there.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that.
I mean, let's be honest. If I were Steve Ballmer, I wouldn't be complaining even if I got fired.
That's true. I mean, he's loaded, yes. He is a buffoon, though.
Well, you're right. He's a buffoon, but for a complete...
But he's a rich buffoon.
Oh, right, but he's a buffoon for a completely different reason, because he's spent, I think it's somewhere in the avenue of like $5 billion of his own personal funds into artificial intelligence research.
Well, he needed some kind of intelligence.
Hey, Brian,
I will
Brian,
tell you one reason.
Brian, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Life alert.
For Halo, I do have sort of a general. It always seemed to me, and maybe this is what kept me from it. It always seemed like a high investment, like time wise, like you just couldn't get into it.
20 minutes and out, buddy.
No, that's absolutely false.
I quit playing the multi. I quit playing single player Halo. I quit playing single player most games, honestly, but.
You know, I found myself going in the opposite direction. I've pretty much been done with multiplayer. I'm just really not enjoying it like I used to, and really focusing on single player more so. Especially, Destiny. That's an MMO FPS RPG. So the single player is the multiplayer. Destiny is the sole exception to that, though. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw any of the new Black Ops 3. Out there, but that really defined why I'm just not into multiplayer, especially with Call of Duty anymore. And to be honest, I think that's even going to transfer over to Halo.
I liked AW quite a bit, and I will probably like it. I won't play the story mode, of course. I don't mind getting more of the same on a new console so much if it's halfway decent. If I got another Ghosts, I probably would have snapped.
You know, Ghosts is probably the next Call of Duty I'm going to get. I know I'm going to skip Black Ops 3, maybe Advanced Warfare 2. It really depends on the story for me. I mean...
Oh, yeah, you're going for story. I see.
That's my...
Not really the reason to go for Call of Duty, I'm afraid.
Well,
I explained it in your comments, dude. It's just action, masturbation, 12-year-old that a 10 to 15-year-old would love.
I like to be a little bit more eloquent about it. To me, it's more of reading, actually playing a Tom Clancy novel. And I know you could say, well, Brian, you could just play, you know, Ghost Recon, because that's an actual Tom Clancy intellectual property. But no, it's like playing an action movie. That's the only thing it is to me anymore.
No, what's that one game? Metal Gear
it's good.
Solid.
It's like a summer blockbuster every fucking.
Or it's like a movie.
Oh, Phantom Pain.
Well, I want to play
Phantom
that.
Pain, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, let's jump on to the next one. Who else has got something that they mean to play?
For me, it's Destiny. I really mean to get to Destiny. I even bought it. I haven't bought it and just never played it. I'm thinking maybe when it comes out on PC, I'll probably grab it.
You'll play it. You'll play it for 5 hours and be like, eh, and then leave.
No.
You mean like I did with Titanfall? But not before I buy all the DLC, of course, and waste my money on that.
I GameStopped my Destiny.
Honestly, if you're considering getting Destiny, this was just announced yesterday, there's going to be, I believe it's a $90 collector's edition with all of the current DLC, including the next expansion that's coming out, and that'll be coming out in September, I believe.
That looks pretty cool.
It really does. Rob, I would highly recommend getting that. I don't imagine that it's going to come to PC anytime soon.
Yeah. Rob, you can see
it's
me.
It's going to come sooner or later, and I'm just not going to play it on a console.
Rob, you can see
me. I mean, I like
playing
console
can.
Games, but the thing is, if I cannot split-screen play it on a console, I have no interest in it.
Nope, you can't.
But that's the thing. I hate to say it, but you're in the minority of it. I mean,
I definitely am.
Yeah. I mean, look at Halo. I hate to keep going back to Halo on this, but it's my litmus test. They just cut... split screen support for Halo 5.
Yeah, which is silly.
I don't know.
Not buy it. I mean, you know, I won't buy it. I love split screen. I mean, sitting next to the couch with your team, that's
I do go for me. I like that, but God,
I like couch co-op.
Well, and so do I. I have so many fond memories of being able to go to a LAN party and just, you know, chilling with my bros as we're all playing Halo or anything. And, you know, those are great memories, but unfortunately times have changed and it's all about Xbox Live now.
What? Okay, first of all, not just Xbox Live. I'm going to stop you right there, Brian.
You know what I mean. It goes the same way for PlayStation.
Well, you're still not getting it all.
Okay.
What about the Ouya? The PC Master Race? You're just like, fuck it.
I'm just going from my experiences.
Gosh.
I'm a console peasant. What do you want from me?
I'm both.
Which game do you want to play that you haven't gotten around to?
Dude, Justin. I know he's cutting out. All the, like, Skyrim and Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, you know, you never really finish the storyline in those games. You always get distracted.
Well, that's if the game doesn't freeze on you.
Yeah.
So you played them, you just don't finish them.
Or the 10-minute loading screens. With
Or constant loading screens, yeah. I wonder if they're going to fix that in Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
I would not hold my breath on that.
Oh, you can build houses in Fallout 4, though.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Dude, it's going to be cool.
I'm excited for Fallout 4. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm about to explode. I'm gonna reserve it.
Oh God.
Pre-order.
I'm gonna get some clue glue everywhere. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Right.
So Brian, what is your game you need to play?
Anything but Destiny at this point.
Oh my God, that is so sad.
I know. Jonah can attest to this. I cannot stop playing that game.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Honestly, I'm probably gonna, and you guys are gonna be astounded by this, I have to finish playing the Master Chief Collection, because I've barely touched that at all. I really want to finish ODST specifically, which was just released, to people that, you know, were early adopters, and just kind of got the shit deal, because the game was broken.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Even I'll admit that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
ODST.
I liked ODST, by the way. I did finish the single-player campaign on that, too, and enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Underrated the single-player story on that one. Underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, it seemed more like a... I don't know what exactly to call it, but it really felt more like a proof of concept, especially with Firefight. On the multiplayer side of things, I'm glad that we didn't pay full price. I think we all paid $35.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. I can't remember how much. It was a while ago, you know.
Yeah, 2009, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, but yeah, the game, the story was underrated. It was really well done. But yeah, the multiplayer was a little lackluster, which is why I think they just focused on keeping it in the Halo 3. In the Halo 3 fold, where you could play the multiplayer, the maps that you got for it in Halo 3, as long as you had it downloaded or some nonsense like that.
Larry, damn it, you can't be playing games on the podcast.
Are you playing Flashbird?
What are you doing?
You just start up Mercenary Kings.
I didn't even see him jump
in. Yeah, we're all friends on damn Steam. It's not like...
We're in, dude.
All right, so how about it, Tom? You got that game that you...
You know, there's probably a couple. Fallout. You know, I got into that series. I really would like to, now that the new one's coming out, go back and start them up and play through them. I just never had a chance to sit down and do those. So that would probably be the one I really need to sit down and do.
Yeah, well, if you can get through the, like I said, the freezing screen.
I know. Well, see, the problem is my second choice would be Skyrim. I actually started playing Skyrim.
Really? Did you ever play it before?
Oh, no, I mean, I played about a year ago, and I started playing it, and I just, I don't know, it just, again, kind of got boring.
Yeah, I tried playing that again a couple of weeks ago, just for shits and giggles, and I beat this main storyline and I was dicking around with a bunch of other shit. It's hard to get back into.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, yeah. And all the sub-stories, I mean, it's great that there's so many, you know, possible, subplots, but, yeah, I don't know, yeah. So, again, but that being said, Fallout, besides the glitches, I really should sit down and play through the games.
Which Fallout specifically are you interested in?
I thought you would enjoy that, Rob.
Yeah. I worked my way up.
Okay. Not bad. I know it's going to do like Fallout 1 through 3 Are we just going to ignore the and New Vegas? Are we just going to ignore the shit ones? Like Fallout Tactics?
Of course. That's the way to do it.
good move.
All right. I think that's everybody on that one.
Yeah, I want to mention that Mike started up like the best freaking game ever.
What game did Mike start up?
I put Space Farmers on. Well, you can run the game, but not actually run the game, and it's hilarious. I was like waiting for Rob's reaction.
I'm hooked on Space Farmers, man.
In Larry's defense, you were ripping on him for playing games while he was recording. In his defense, I almost started up Destiny until I thought about how distracted I would be.
I would not kill Crota.
Whoa. Oh, Jonah, I mean, let's go do it.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that to stop you talking about Halo and stuff like that. I can kind of see that.
I could always just change up the Halo talk for Destiny. So
yeah,
Jonah,
that too. Anything that has to do with Bungie.
Well, you know, it was the topic, you see, games you meant to play. I'm like, oh, I was looking at my Steam list. Oh, I always meant to play that, so I fired it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's apropos. Oh,
that's a good choice. I mean, you know. No, Larry, you're just taking ADD to a new level there. I mean,
ADD. Sure, why not?
ADD. All right, Rob, what's the next topic?
We were talking about what we've been playing.
All right.
Unless you wanted to talk about something else.
No, I'm good with what we've been playing.
All right.
Like, where in the world is Tom?
We have done so many interview shows that we haven't talked about what we've been playing for ages.
Yeah, I know, right?
We could always talk about the Sony press conference last night. No?
No, we can't.
Not too much to talk about, really.
Exactly.
Fill it out. I love that system, and I love their I think you get a better deal with their store, but they're kind of dropping the ball, really.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'll go ahead.
Give you a better deal for your buck as far as, you know, subscriptions and such go, but because Microsoft's got a long way to go, man.
Oh,
games,
yeah.
Games with gold is like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Hey, you could get Pool Nation FX
for
free.
For the second month in a row. I'll admit, their Games with Gold program, it sounds like a great idea, on the 360 at least, but on the Xbox One, they should not have done that even remotely soon. No, don't get me wrong, there have been great titles on Games for Gold for the Xbox One, like Guacamelee, and I think Devil May Cry was on there, a couple of other...
I don't recall, I don't think Devil May Cry is even on there yet, is it?
I might be wrong on that. I'll
I think 360,
check.
Maybe.
Possibly.
They had IO Darb on there. That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
For an amazingly ugly game, and it's an amazingly fun game, and I think that's all that matters.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and that goes back to the, you know, the good old debate of, you know, what's better, graphics or gameplay?
It's always gameplay, but I mean, I think most people feel that way. There's, among older gamers, there's this opinion that all the kids care about is graphics. Yeah, little kids maybe, but I think most people in their 20s, 30s are a little bit more mature than that. Even in
man, I'll still plug in my Super Nintendo. I think it's better than any other system I have.
That's because the Super Nintendo is better than any other system on the planet.
No, not true.
Other than the Dreamcast.
We all gotta agree.
possibly the original Famicom, but it's a toss up there because man, the SNES is so good.
Man, I almost had this.
So what are we going into? What makes a great system now?
Nah, I think we're gonna turn that into a regular topic. But I want to really talk about what we've been playing. So I don't know who wants to go first.
Not me.
We know what Brian's been playing.
Wait,
can I be Brian? Halo and some Destiny.
Okay.
And so there, we're done with Brian.
Lots and lots of porn.
Hey, Jonah, you've been playing something slightly different than usual lately.
I've been playing.
Whoop, couldn't hear ya.
I've been playing
CSGO. No, I haven't.
I saw you on. Don't lie to me.
When?
About a week ago. The
oh
last time
God,
I was on.
That's a million years for a teenager.
I miss you, Jonah.
No, I'm
we need to play Trials.
CSGO. Dude, Brian, you were horrible at trial.
No! I had one bad game! That does not... One bad game does not define a player.
Even Joey said you were bad.
That is bullshit! Joey's a fucking liar!
I am enjoying this so much right now.
he was like, Jonah, stop dying. I went like 16-8, and then Brian's at the bottom with like 1-9. And
false. He asked Joe, fucking ask him, because he and I were playing with another friend of mine too. I did just as good as Joey.
No, I have the tech. I have the text. He was texting me during.
I know. I could hear you, cocksuckers, giggling through party chat. I'm not dumb. Oh, was that the same night that you were trying to like shut off my iPhone or iPad with that stupid effective power?
That was the day after.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the effort was real. I need another chance, Jonah. You can't do this to me, buddy.
Oh, that's classic.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at games right now.
All right,
so why I love this podcast. Moments like that are what make this podcast great.
I can't wait to listen to this episode.
All right, so Larry, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of board games. A lot of stuff that we've talked about, and I can kind of expand a little bit. I bring it up in the last podcast at Thunderstone, and you know, the version I've been playing is a starter kit, and basically, just as we'll go into a little history of it, when they first came out, they had a basic set, and it was pretty expensive. So when they came out with the advanced version of it, they also have a high-priced sort of complete version of it, but then they boiled down one to a starter deck. And we played that, and the group really liked it. So now I'm looking at, there are five other expansions, and so now I'm looking at buying some of the expansions that'll actually come with the board. As far as the starter goes, I don't know. I think if I was to give someone advice on Thunderstone, I would find either like a game library or a friend who's got it and play their version, and then just go for the higher price buck one to start with, if you like the game. Because now I got to kind of backtrack a little and go get the version that's got the board, and I don't want any overlapping cards, and they're probably going to be overlapping cards, and so, you know, I don't know if I would start with the starter deck again. You know, it might be better just to find another way to play test it to see if you like it. That being said, I do really like it.
Can't go wrong there. For me, though, I've been playing. No, I have a different game that I have played. Jonah. It's not Halo either. I'll have you know. I've actually been dipping into the Jackbox Party Pack. I picked that up a couple of weeks ago when I was with a couple of friends, and yeah, I've been bringing it with me with my Xbox on the mm-hmm. occasions that I do go out, and I'm terrible at Drawful. My artistic skills are non-existent. But let me tell you, Fibbage, that is my shit. Oh, we need to do a Let's Play of that, I'm telling you.
That would be a good one to do a Let's Play of.
Hell yeah. Hell, I'll supply the Xbox. I've got the game.
We do a lot of you do a lot of Fibbage anyway in your dating life.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm so great at it.
I know, right?
Not the dating, but the Fibbage game.
Yeah, there's really no there's really no battling it, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to go home and cry myself to sleep tonight, so.
Well.
What you going to do?
You know. Please don't cry too loud. I can hear you from over here, you know.
I love reading these comments.
Oh, God.
What have I been playing?
Why, yes, you might.
I've been playing Steam Summer Sale.
You've been playing Empty Your Wallet?
I haven't emptied my wallet yet, but I've been looking at games and stuff like that online. I mean, beforehand, I got a little bit into Killing Floor 2, so, and that looks awesome, and I wish we were playing it, but due to the fact that not a lot of us are prepared to play it. I'm not saying anything. Just saying. But I've been looking at like some of these other games, and I might have to do some more You Complete Me videos with more of those Japanese dating sims, because holy shit, there are a ton of them, and the comments are wonderful.
One where you play as a bird that's trying to, and not like a British bird, or you know, the British slang for
bird, isn't it? It's by the guys that do Serious Sam, Devolver Digital. I believe so.
Speaking of Devolver Digital, they are insanely busy this year. They're putting out 4 arcade titles by the end of the year.
They're insanely awesome. They're working on a new Serious Sam right now.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome. Which is
freaking gold.
Here's one of the comments that I read from the Japanese anime or Japanese dating sims. 2014 receives its game of the year at the very end of the year, and it's hell of a game. A must buy for all cat girl lovers. has a setting for boob bounciness.
10 out of 10 would fap again. If it was that in there as well.
Oh, it's so good when shit like that comes out. Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey. Or starts penis.
Penis.
Did you see the one with the one-eyed girl, too?
What?
I was reading, there's like this cyclop. Where is that?
There's a dick joke there.
I was trying not to make it.
Welcome to the
podcast. I don't know why.
Is your other eye stuck?
Is it? It's like and the name of it's like a play on words for her, like one eye, like apple of my
anybody?
Eye.
Anybody?
Nope. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. What have we been playing, right?
Not yet. So.
Yep. Whose turn is it now? Isn't it your turn, Tom? Your turn.
I have been playing the shit out of Killing Floor 2. Not on my laptop, mind you. But again, gameplay is great. So I've had a little time to play it. Got my Berserker way the fuck up there finally. So that's getting some decent bonuses now. It plays well. I mean, again, the online play is great. I'd like to see more going on. But for the beta, again, the beta is solid. So that's what I've been really spending most of my gaming time on.
Can't go wrong there.
No.
How many maps are there on there?
Not many. There's, let's see, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now, I think.
Okay. And the game is it in alpha or just early access?
It's early access. Early access.
Okay. Oh, speaking of early access, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Microsoft... No, it's not all Halo with me, Jonah. God.
No one cares, Brian.
Is it Xbox now?
I mean.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
Yeah, no one cares.
Continue.
There are some users that care, Michael. God. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Microsoft is going to be releasing a program for early access games on the console. A little addendum to it, though. You can preview any of these games for, I'm sure it's like a limited amount of time, probably like 20, 25 minutes, somewhere around there. And then you can choose whether or not you want to continue it and buy the game. That's how the Xbox One is going to get it used to be a PC title, called Elite Dangerous. And personally, I am incredibly excited for that game.
Put that out on the Xbox One?
Yes. They just announced this yesterday.
Freaking awesome. That is something to be excited about. That was, again, an Amiga game. I'm sorry, a C64 game. Really? Yeah, came out on the C64 originally.
What was? I fell asleep during the monologue.
Elite Dangerous.
Oh, Elite Dangerous?
It's coming out on the Xbox One.
Yeah, it should be on a PC, though. There's just not enough keys, man.
Yeah, we'll see how they do.
I'm sure they'll do a great job. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be fun. There are some games that I say are better on a console, and there are some games that I say, you know, are better run on a PC. And I would.
I'm yes. I would have to agree with you on that.
But
level.
If you got no choice, what the hell, right?
Right. And the sad thing is, I've been back and forth on buying a PS4 at some point in the future, specifically because of No Man's Sky. That's going to keep me from doing it. It's just because that's how much I want to play Elite Dangerous. Because you can just go planet to planet and explore everything like in No Man's Sky. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything new they've been playing?
I've been playing stuff.
Stuff?
Well, stop the presses. You heard it. You heard
I've been playing stuff.
GTA.
Any good stuff or just stuff in general?
With yourself?
Yeah, I've been playing a game called here's the low end of gaming, but still, I've been playing Glorkian Warrior, which it was kind of a pleasant surprise. I've been kind of Skyping with the devs on this one a little bit because I picked it up in one of those bundles. It was probably Indie Royale, I'm guessing, but I picked it up in a bundle and didn't really think much of it, but just happened to install it, you know? So you feel like it's your duty since you downloaded it to play it.
Yeah.
This game is freaking genius. It's a Galaxian kind of clone, and it's hard to make a Galaxian clone feel fresh because, you know, Galaxian's like, what, 40 years old now?
Rob, I found your game, by the way.
But that game is freaking great.
Galaxy Quest?
No.
No, the one girl with the girl with one eye.
Oh, you found the one with the one eye?
Yeah, it's love at first sight.
That was it. Yes. Yes, love at first sight. You got
that character,
it.
That character's so creepy.
Yeah, it is. Man, that's a creepy game. But anyway, Glorkian Warrior, anyway, they freshen it up by they add the ability to jump, a whole lot of power-ups. The screen's, you know, it's wider than just one screen. And it's got a whole lot of crazy in it. And it's got upgrades that you unlock over time as well. It had about every strike against it that I think a game can have. Yet it still is excellent. And I so rarely get to say something like that. So, it's worth checking out. Glorkian Warrior.
What was that again?
It's called Glorkian Warrior. Glorkian. Not Kevorkian.
Dr. Kevorkian Space Warrior.
K-I-A-N. Warrior. The graphics look kind of didn't do it for me until I saw it moving. It looks kind of cruddy in screenshots, but when you're actually playing it, the game's great.
Yeah, $3 too. I mean, come on.
It's nothing. I've gotten way more than that kind of fun. Also played Fist of Jesus. Sucks.
Racist.
It sucked. It did suck. Man. I gotta say, there are some games that should never, ever, 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 ever released. It was just, it's
go
so...
on.
Them.
Yeah, it's so blatantly trying too hard to be edgy.
Yeah.
I like edgy, but...
So brash, so bold, so fox.
So Glorkian?
Edgy. The Trials of Glork.
Yes, that's it.
The Trials of Mork and Mindy?
Yes.
Sweet.
What else did I
throwback?
I was also playing a platformer that was pretty... Oh, a Thousand Spikes. Have you played this?
No.
Oh, get out of here. That's actually gotten some pretty decent press, and rightfully so. It's a ridiculous, hard-as-nails platformer where you only, you know, you get 1,001 lives to get through the whole game. I'm not kidding you. You get 1,001 lives, and then it ends. And that might be stretching it. You might not be able to make it. Fun.
I'll have to check that out, then.
Yeah, well worth playing.
All right. Anybody else got anything else that they've been playing?
Nope.
I guess not. Well,
just myself.
We're always playing with ourselves.
Yeah.
If I'm doing it right now, hence the reason no video. I'm naked.
I saw it earlier.
With a bowl of Jell-O.
Jell-O.
With a stapler in it.
Jesus.
All right, well, it was good. I need food and a drink, so let's wrap this show up.
All right, that's good, because my gin and tonic has run out. And that...
There you go!
And that is a reason as any to end this particular episode. Whew, thank you very much for listening or watching Guys, Games, and Beer. You can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Make sure to come on to Facebook and visit with us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
Say that.
What the hell?
Say that.
And on Twitter, @GuysGamesBeer, humbly and excellently manned by Skyboy TD most of the time. It's me this week. Yeah, this week it's me, so it's going to suck.
It's all that retro Rob love this week.
And Twitch, you got your noobly. Guys, Games, and Beer. Yeah. Thank you very much for watching.
This is fucking NPR? Jesus.
Stop by. Yeah, right. Stop by and visit us, because we love you.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm really looking for the ending, button. Where, oh, there we go. Bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye.